Update: Alyssa Milano says neighbor, husband called police about squirrel hunter, not her. By AWR Hawkins on September 22, 2020. Update: Alyssa Milano has posted a statement to social media disputing the Daily Mail report aggregated here. Milano says her neighbor called the police initially, and her husband called 911 to see when officers would arrive. In Milano's telling of the story, the individual was a man, while the Daily Mail describes him as a teenager. The original write-up of the disputed story continues below. At least 7 Ventura County Sheriff's deputy vehicles, a police helicopter, and other law enforcement members responded after Defund the Police activist and actress Alyssa Milano called 911 over what turned out to be a boy shooting squirrels Sunday morning. The Daily Mail reports that Milano called 911, believing the boy was a gunman on her property. The 47-year-old, who's the boss actress, and her 39-year-old husband, Hollywood talent agent David Bugliari, thought they heard what they believed to be gunshots on their 1.39-acre property. Responding officers were given a description of a male, 40 years old, with long rifle. They conducted a 3-hour search for the suspect, only to find out it was actually a neighborhood teen with an air gun shooting at squirrels. There was no mention of how much it cost in manpower, much less in automobile and helicopter fuel, to respond to Milano's 911 call. But she has spent months firing off numerous tweets to her 3.7 million followers, complaining about the monies directed to departments like the LAPD, and has repeatedly called to defund the police. Hashtag defund the police. Alyssa Milano, at Alyssa_Milano, August 10, 2020. What is the Los Angeles Police Protective League? At LAP is a narrow special interest group that lobbies our politicians to protect the LAPD budget, pension plus officers. But electeds need to hashtag protect people, not police. On July 21, 2020, Breitbart News reported that Milano blamed rioters' damage to Portland, Oregon, on law enforcement. She suggested police and federal agents brought in to quell the violence were actually terrorizing the community. AWR Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Dan Range with AWR Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HerHawkins. Reach him @HerHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.